The Romance Me Up podcast for October 6, 2020 is presented by LovinOnGames.com. Now, Romance Me Up. Hello, all my hopelessly romantic friends. Welcome to the very first episode of Romance Me Up. My name is Jessica, and on this podcast, I like to just play romantic visual novels, casually discuss the different storylines, my personal views, and just pretty much chit-chat about the different love interests and what this game has to offer you guys. Oh, and did I mention that I'll be having myself a glass of wine as well? I mean, how can you chit-chat without some sort of liquid courage? Obviously, you don't need to drink alcohol, and you should consume alcohol responsibly. Before I pop open this bottle of wine, if you haven't done so already, please give us a 5-star rating and a review so we can continue to climb the charts in terms of search results. Now that that's out of the way, we're going to go ahead and have ourselves a little ASMR moment. Alright guys, we're going to go ahead and dive on in now that I finally have my wine. Oh, so good. Anyways, so for today's episode, since I'm kind of new here, you know, I wanted to first of all discuss about, you know, my first wedding. I have never heard of it. I think it used to be a cell phone game. I probably should have done more research, so I apologize that I didn't ahead of time. But it's really interesting, and I also didn't realize how in-depth the game was. I know that when I first played it, I was telling Brian, I was like, wow, this game kind of sucks because it was really short. I didn't realize that how many storylines were actually after it, and now I'm obsessed with it. And that's kind of what got me to decide how I was going to go ahead and do this episode. So I'm going to kind of break it up into two parts. I'm going to talk about three guys now. Well, kind of three guys. And then I'm going to go ahead and talk about the other guys for the next episode. I decided to kind of do that because one, I do work a full-time job. You know, I do have 5 fur babies I do take care of. And I'm just really busy all around. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that I was getting as much content out there for you guys and trying to get as much in-depth with the different guys and get to know their characters. That way I can make sure that I'm giving you guys the best show possible. So for these ones, I wanted to talk about the first three guys, obviously, that I've played as. So first, I'm going to be, you know, discussing Takamasa Saki. He is like the sexy playboy rider. He's actually the first one that I played. And honestly, so far, he's my favorite. And then for the other one I'm going to talk about, I'm also going to talk about Takeo Maruyama. I hope I'm pronouncing these names right. I love the Japanese culture and Chinese and Korean and all that. So pretty much just Asian culture, but I'm horrible at pronouncing the name, so I do apologize ahead of time. But I'm also going to talk about him. He's kind of like the big brother lawyer who takes care of everybody else before himself. He's very selfless, you know. He's actually honestly kind of boring. He was probably the least favorite that I played for, you know, out of all of them. But I liked him, but he could have done a little bit more for me. But I mean, if that's something that you like and you like the selfless man and that kind of stuff, I mean, he's a great guy, but there's a reason why girls like the bad guys sometimes. So nothing wrong with it, though. And then last but not least, I'm going to kind of leave it on a cliffhanger. So just putting it out there. But I am also going to talk about Ren Sibiaski, Sibasaki. I hope I spelled that right, or I hope I pronounced that right. He was like the most interesting out of all, like out of the three that I've done so far. He was the one that I was not expecting. I was like, wait, what? Like, I kind of liked it, though. I mean, again, he's probably not my favorite. He's not my strongest because I personally am not a big fan of this type. But for those girls that do enjoy the Prince Charming character and that kind of thing, like, this is definitely the guy for you. So we're going to go ahead and talk about, you know, my playboy lover, Takemasa Saki. So again, he's a sexy playboy. He's a writer. You know, he really needs you to marry him so that way, you know, you can help him write a script. I guess I should have explained this beforehand, so I'm sorry if the show's kind of all over the place. Again, it's my first one, bear with me. I'm kind of all over the place in general, so gotta keep it realistic, right? But it kind of starts weird. So you live in like a little small town in Japan, and you go to Tokyo to try to find a job. Your super sexy uncle is like, oh yeah, you know, like, come here, you can stay with me and we'll find you a job. Well, then you get there and all of a sudden he's like, psych, we're gonna go ahead and introduce you to the five guys here. That's my game show song. You know, but he's like, you know, pick the five guys. I'm not gonna tell you what their story is or who they are or what they're about, but you know, I trust them. We play basketball together or baseball together, so you know, just pick one of them. They need you to marry them, you know, it's casual. And you're just like, okay, like, what? I mean, typically in most storylines, that's not something you would, like, normally do. So, I mean, okay, I mean, sure, why not? Let's go marry a complete stranger and hope for the best. I mean, at least they're good looking, I guess. I mean, sure. So, at this point, I'm just like, okay, so that's pretty much it. And then you just have to pick. Like, you're just like, can I know anything about them? And your uncle's like, nope, nothing at all. You can't know nothing. So, you're just like, oh, I guess I'll pick that guy over there in that corner. So that's kind of what happened. I closed my eyes the first time. I just kind of like moved the Joy-Con over and just kind of like closed my eyes, picked, and that's how I ended up with Taka Masasaki. And he was probably just by looking the one that I was not looking forward to. So I was like, figured, you know what, let's just get him out of the way. I'm not big into the Playboy writer, you know, like I'm not big into the Playboy aspect. Like, that's not something I'm into. And you guys are probably wondering, wow, Jessica, are you into anything? Yeah, it's just happens to be the first three guys is just not something that I'm personally a fan of. But I loved him. So again, he's super sexy. And I know I keep saying that, but just play his storyline and you will completely understand. I mean, hello. But again, he needs you to marry him because he's a writer. He's, you know, a super famous writer. His dad is a super famous writer. He needs your help to kind of motivate him, to get him to kind of understand like how married life is. And as you guys kind of work together, you know, you make him the best coffee ever. He loves your coffee. But as you guys live together and as you guys kind of like you can start to understand each other's personalities. You know, you realize he's a complete like slob and all that, but like he's such a sweetheart. And like, even though he's, you know, a famous writer and a playboy and all these women love him, like he's just so in love with you. And he's like, he always puts you first. And he's like, and I mean, hello, it's just like, what girl doesn't want that? Like, again, he's so sexy and like with his words and like, I don't know. I really liked him. So again, you guys kind of build this relationship. You know, obviously with any relationship, when you date someone who's a celebrity, you know, the people who worked for him or with him, they were not a fan of your guys's relationship together. So they eventually kind of convince you to split it off. But at that point you start to realize like how your guys's relationship was. And then at that point, obviously like any visual novel, you make up and you live happy ever after. And you guys are probably wondering like, wow, Jessica, you pretty much just gave up everything. Let me just tell you, even with telling you all that, I'm very confident that I honestly did not spoil anything, because I feel like this game isn't necessarily like the main storyline. I feel like the game is just like the small stories afterwards. Like, that's where you start to get the personalities. That's where, like, you know, that's where you start to really, like, you're already dating at this point, and like you start to get to know each other more, and like that's when you start to get their, like, get to know their personality more. And there's even a scene where, or there's even like a whole chapter where it's just their point of view of the main story. And I was honestly blown away. I was like, okay, this is, because some of the questions that like were in the main storyline weren't answered, and I'm thinking like, okay, that's cool, so what happens? But again, as I continued and as I kept unlocking chapters and starting to get to know like everything more, everything got answered and more, and I loved it. So we're going to go ahead and branch away from, you know, Takemasa. Again, everything else you want to know, you will have to play the game. I can't give up too much. I recommend it just for his storyline alone. And then the next guy that I played with was Takeo Maruyama. I'm probably not going to talk as much about him. Again, And he was, you know, he's very handsome. He's pretty shy. He's kind of like the shy guy as of right now, like the one who's like, oh my gosh, I touched your hand. Ooh, you know. Again, he's that big brother type. Like there was one part where, you know, you start to like you, the uncle's like, hey, my girlfriend's at my house. Like you'll go live with this guy. And you're just like, okay. But like he mentioned to you that, you know, he makes sure that like the good futon is in the guest bedroom. So that way his guests are always comfortable. So like he purposely sleeps on like the not as comfortable futon. And like that just gives a good example of like what his personality was. And I really did love that aspect about him, but I liked him more in the sense of like, and I hate to like friend zone him, but I really did love him as like the big brother. Like that's how I looked at him. Like he was the protector. You know, he was the workaholic. He was the person who like made sure you were always okay before he was okay. And, you know, it was great, but he did have like a lot of, to me, boring aspects compared to like Sake and Ren, who I've played, you know, who I play through. You know, they each had such an interesting characteristic about them that kind of like took them apart from everybody else. So I guess it's almost like bound to have one not so interesting person, you know, like he was a workaholic, you know, yes, he was a great lawyer, but like there was really no like crazy storyline, you know, in this, like in his playthrough. So again, it was great. You know, and like the grandma was probably the best part of the entire playthrough. You know, like she convinces you guys to pretty much get married, even though she knows that you guys aren't really, you know, engaged. Again, I'm really not spoiling anything because everything is afterwards. I mean, it's a visual novel. We all know how it's going to end. But again, not my favorite. So I can't really say too much about him because, again, I wasn't as big of a fan of him. So I do apologize, like, if he is your favorite and you want to hear more about it. But I mean, if you guys want, I can dive deeper, you know, on the next episode. If you guys would like, please leave a comment if you would. But we're going to go ahead and start shifting over to Ren. Okay, so first of all, just looking at Ren, he's very like closed off. I can't even think of the word. Hold on, let me drink some more wine and maybe I can think of something. So good. Okay, so he's pretty closed off. I mean, he's like a pharmaceutical scientist. I think they called it something else in the game, but he invents like cures, like medicine, and that kind of stuff. And he's, I guess I'll go ahead and say it, but like, I don't know. Should I say it? You know what? I will. He's a freaking prince. Okay. Like when I first saw him, I thought he was like a K-pop star, or I guess not K-pop because it's in Japan, but like, I thought he was like a J-pop star. Like I thought he was like something like a, like, I mean, cause like he just, you know, he has like the loose shirt, the crazy hair, the like beautiful eyes, you know, the loose, tie, you know, he just kind of had that look. And again, I thought he was going to be like a K-pop star, or not K-pop, a J-pop star, or just something. Not a freaking prince who's a freaking scientist who like is trying to build, like who's trying to make a cure like from his country's resources to bring back. I'm like, wait, what? I mean, blew my mind. And I can't wait to just get even more into it with you guys. But that is where I'm going to leave this off. Because again, as I mentioned, I'm going to kind of break this up into two episodes. So you will have to find out about the rest of it on October 20th. But I promise you guys, it's going to be worth it because I can't wait to just dive into even more. Because that's when we're going to be talking about Yuta Kajima, which, I mean, he's a comedian and he looks adorable. I cannot wait to play through him. And that's also where I'm going to be talking about Yamato Kojami, K-O-U-J, oh my gosh, J, K-O-U-G-A-M-I. Again, horrible at pronouncing it, just giving it a heads up. But I'm going to be also diving into him, and I'm going to be finishing off talking about Ren Sabasaki. I'm so horrible at pronouncing names again. I am so sorry to everybody. Please don't be offended. I know I'm horrible at pronouncing them. So I just can't wait to kind of dive into those as well. And I would just like to thank all of you guys for kind of being on this first episode with me. And I would love to hear as much feedback as I can. Again, this is just kind of something that I'm doing as a passion of mine. And there's really nothing else out there that's kind of like this. And I love just like sitting on my computer computer when I'm at work or if I'm doing the dishes or if I'm cleaning. I love just hearing people talk, and I feel like people are just kind of like hanging out with me. And that's kind of why I wanted to do something like this, because, you know, I love like Bailey Syrian, I love Sloan or S-L-O-A-4-N or something like that. But like, I love just like hearing people talk and discussing things and kind of making things to like where I can kind of understand what they're talking about. And although while I do have other passions, you know, there are other people who can kind of, you know, give you that information better than I can. So I'm thinking like, what can I do that I love? And I absolutely love visual novels. And again, there's just really nothing else out there like that. So if you guys enjoyed this, please let me know. If you didn't and would like to see something different or hear something different, again, please let me know, because I'm in this with you guys and we're going to kind of just see where this goes. And again, I'd love to hear the feedback. You know, you guys can follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm going to try to be posting as much as possible. It's just going to be at LVLDWN Jess, J-E-S-S. So Level Down Jess. It's also the same on my Instagram. Or sorry, not on my Instagram. It's the same on Instagram and it's the same as my Twitter. So please go ahead and follow me. But that is going to be it for today. Also, I do like to play three songs at the end of the episode, so that way you guys can listen to my three favorite tracks. If you'd like to hear me more, I do tend to go on the BG Mania music podcast quite often. If you guys would like to know more, again, I will have that information on my social media platform. Until next time, please stay romantic and remember to always keep the romance alive. Bye, my romantic friends. Until next time.